The Hall of Human Origins is a magnet for tourists. Five life-size bronze dioramas weave a tale of everyday life stretching back more than 6 million years. Visitors feel the burden of a Homo erectus from 1.5 million years ago as she carries a freshly killed antelope, and the fear of a wild-haired Homo floresiensis surprised by a predator 18,000 years ago. Children climb on, under, and around these extinct ancestors in this ancient playground. It's the work of paleo artist John Gerchy. So are the reproductions of hominid heads displayed in glass cases. Gerchy, who specializes in depicting subjects linked to our prehistoric ancestors, comes armed with knowledge of ape and human anatomy. But unlike dissection, which he's also studied, creating the large figures and the heads requires him to work layer by layer from the inside out.
Really, to succeed in doing one of these reconstructions, it has to be something you can relate to as a living being that you almost expect to see breathe. And you also have to base it on the best science available, or else you really have just a fantasy.
Gerchy brings faces from the past to life. He starts with a plaster cast of a skull, adds clay, and sculpts a face. He covers the work in silicone and adds facial details, color, and texture, tediously attaching hair strand by strand. He says what really animates the work are the eyes.
I'm trying to build up an impression that there's someone home. When you look one of these things in the eyes, you feel that there's someone there. There's some presence. Because it really feels like it's more than just clay and plaster. Hopefully people will be a little bit creeped out by the final result because they're expecting to see an inanimate object, but what they're seeing is something that has a little bit of a soul.
On the other hand, the bronze scenes capture a moment in time at the crossroads of human evolution. As they walk through the exhibit, visitors follow in their ancestors' footsteps, observing how early hominids first walk on 2 feet, develop bigger brains, discover fire, forage for food, and respond to danger.
Human evolution, as revealed by the fossil record, is not just a matter of everything we think of as human sort of evolving in tandem together until you have modern humans. It's much more of a mosaic affair where different things are added at different times. So each species that's a candidate for human ancestry has its own piece of the puzzle, the human puzzle that it added to the mix.
Gerchy makes detailed sketches of everything he does, referring to fossils and plaster casts from across a species to create forensically accurate work. For the full figures, he builds skeletons and fleshes out their bodies on a metal armature before he casts the bronze. The result attracts the attention of 6-year-old Jordan Ramsey, who reaches for the outstretched hand of a Homo heidelbergensis, who's offering food from his campfire.
So they can eat more?
The time is 200,000 years ago, when our now extinct relatives hunted animals and shared the kill. Another scene records an intimate moment in Neanderthal life. Gerchy portrays a toddler watching intently as his mother pokes holes in an animal hide that she's holding tightly in her teeth.
He's got a piece of skin also, and he's wondering, you know, about what she's doing and whether he should do the same thing. He's got kind of a quizzical tilt of his head, and she is sort of responding to him with a lot of joy, and hopefully you can see some encouragement there in her expression.
These are not emotions that Stacy Weinberg, here with her 2 children, would typically associate with the humans that lived 70,000 years ago.
We tend to think that we've evolved more and are, I guess, more intelligent than people that long ago, but it's cute because it's a very similar position to one that we might be in today.
This is the connection that John Gerchy hopes his work inspires, creating them, getting inside and sculpting their ancient bones, muscles, and bodies is a visceral experience, one that has given him new perspective on life.
I think when you look at modern humans in the context of our evolutionary history and of the wider history, evolutionary history of life on Earth, humans really emerge as something miraculous.
Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.